which have all been alleviated now by this combo dart stuff.
Good, fantastic, that's very good.
That's, I think that's solved the problem.
So, and so I was a bit worried about a left-sided prostate cancer.
You were.
And then we arranged for an MRI scan, which actually has shown an awful lot was on the right side, some equivocal changes on the right. Yeah, then you had some biopsies, and the left was actually behind the right.
That's it.
Three quarters of low-grade cancer. So your situation basically, remind me your age again, sorry?
74.
So in your situation, this condition doesn't really represent a significant threat to you. And so there are two ways of managing it. One is to monitor it with the intention that over the next few years, should a more risky kind of type of disease become apparent, we would then intervene, most likely with radiotherapy, but there are a number of choices. The other way is to say, well, we don't feel this is likely to be a bother, and rather than go chasing after it, we'll just do a PSA test from time to time, and if the PSA goes kind of wild, we'll give you hormone therapy, and that would then continue for the remainder of your life, unless additional treatment is necessary. So I think that probably the latter approach is very reasonable.
So do I.
What I think we should do is ask your GP to monitor that locally. There's no need to travel for such a simple type of monitoring. And your GP can either do that themselves or the local urologist would be able to coordinate that. And normally the kind of indications for starting hormone therapy would be an absolute PSA that causes worry, and no one knows exactly the figure one should choose, but anywhere between 30 and 50 might be a reasonable trigger. And the other thing is the doubling time. If the doubling time starts to get very short and one predicts that trouble's around the corner, you sort of start it preemptively, even if the absolute figure. So hard to have.